Hello and welcome to the Cristania.com podcast. I'm Cristania Hill. If this is your first time to listen, welcome. If you're a return listener, welcome back. Either way, I'm super glad that you're here. This is episode 10, and in this week's segment, we'll be featuring Celebrate Recovery Step Study Lesson 10. So grab a pen and something to write on so we can jump into some restoration, healing, and joy at last. Lesson 10, Spiritual Inventory Part 1. Principle 4, openly examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. Scripture, happy are the pure in heart, Matthew 5, 8. Step 4, we made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Scripture, let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord, Lamentations 3, 40. I love how this lesson starts. With the scripture Psalms 139, 23 through 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test my thoughts. Point out anything you find in me that makes you sad, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. The following list gives us a way to dig a little deeper and to identify any additional shortcomings that we have that are preventing us from having a truly godly life. So we're going to examine our relationships with others. Who has hurt you? Against whom have you been holding grudges or resentment towards? Against whom are you seeking revenge? Are you jealous of someone? The answers to these questions, their names, will go into column 1 of your inventory worksheet. On the other hand, who have you hurt? Have you criticized or gossiped about someone? Have you justified having a bad attitude and making it their fault? The names of these questions will go in column 5 of your inventory worksheet. Now we're going to examine the priorities you have in life. After accepting Jesus as your personal Savior, are there still any areas that you're not putting God first? What in your past is interfering with you allowing God's will to occur in your life? Is it your ambitions? Your personal pleasures or hobbies? Is it your job? Or your interest in money? Any friendships? Or your personal goals? What's interfering with God's will in your life? Now we're going to evaluate our attitudes. In Ephesians 4:31, it says, get rid of all bitterness, passion, and anger. No more shouting or insults. No more hateful feelings of any sort. Have you complained about your circumstances on a regular basis? In what areas of your life do you find that you're not grateful for? Have you gotten angry or easily blown up at people? I struggle with that one still to today. Have you been sarcastic? And what in your past is still causing you anxiety or fear? Now let's dig into integrity. Have you been dishonest in any of your dealings in your past? Have you ever stolen anything? Have you exaggerated to make yourself look better? In what areas of your past did you have false humility? Have you lived one way in front of work and family and different in front of your Christian friends or church members? So now we're going to dig into the questions, and there's a bunch of them. So hang on as we go through this and don't give up. As it relates to relationships with others, who has hurt you? How did they specifically hurt you? And in your inventory, you're going to write that person's name in column 1. You're going to write in column 2 what the action was. In column 3, how it affected you. Column 4, what the damage was. Column 5, what your part was. And my added column 6, what your current feeling is. Who are you holding a grudge against? Well, for me, I was holding a grudge against my mom and my sister and a past boyfriend and a stepfather. Who are you jealous of, past and present, and why? I felt that a past boyfriend and his newfound love were living my life. I was jealous of that my sister got to spend the first 16 years of her life with both my mom and my dad. And I was jealous of my new boyfriend and the amazing family and friends that he had back where he used to live. Friends that went back to kindergarten. There's even a guy called Kindergarten Brad, because that's when they met. Who have you hurt, and how did you hurt them? I hurt a past boyfriend by breaking up with him. I hurt my dad deeply by staying mad at him for 25 plus years. I divorced a man that didn't rightfully deserve to be divorced. And I withheld physical feelings and affection with a man that I dated. Who have you been critical of or gossiped about, and why? I don't gossip. That's just something I've never done, and I never will. But I struggle immensely with being critical, especially when I'm frustrated and things are not going my way or going as I had planned. I am incredibly critical of myself and others. And like I said, I am working on that every single day. How have you attempted to place blame on someone else? I tend to place more blame on myself than I do others. So I can't say that blaming others has been an issue for me. What new healthy relationships have you developed since you've begun your recovery? For me, I have a completely renewed and restored relationship with my father, my sisters, my mom. I have an amazing counselor that has just been wonderful. I have an awesome sponsor and accountability partner. And the gentleman that I used to date, I am now married to. Question 2, priorities in life. What areas of your life have you been able to turn over to your higher power, Jesus Christ? There was a legal battle with a previous company that I was able to relinquish my feelings towards and give to God. And me leaving or losing my company was something I was also able to give to Him now and have peace about. After acting on principle 3, in what areas of your life are you still not putting God first, and why? Fear of loss for me. Fear with doing without, and my finances. That's just something that I've struggled with. What in your past is keeping you from seeking and following God's will for your life? For me, it really was, I'm not sure what God's will is. Although I serve Him anyway, I don't know what He wants me to do. I don't know where He wants me to serve. And I still struggle with negative self-image, something that I really have to relinquish over to His power and control. Number the following list in order of personal priority. For me, Christ was 1, families 2, careers 3, ministry was 4, friendships were 5, and church was 6. What are your personal goals for the next 90 days? And keep it simple. Living each day with a smile and a heart of gratitude. And I actually have images at my desk at work and in my bathroom that tell me, remember to smile, because I'm a happier person when I'm physically smiling. And I have friends who love me very much that tell me that as well. Number 3, attitude. What areas of your life are you thankful for? My list is long here. Living where I live, I absolutely love Austin, Texas. I am an incredibly healthy person. My relationship with my dad was completely restored before he passed in 2010. I have a very loving, respectful relationship with my husband, Tom. My church family, and I kind of have 2 church families, really, but both of them are such a blessing to me. My Celebrate Recovery program and the relationships that I've built there and what I've learned from my past, but ultimately the absolute most beautiful thing I am thankful for is the healing that God has provided me. In the past, what things have you been ungrateful for? I was ungrateful for my health and my house and my clothes and my mental health and my family and my ability all the way around. What causes you to lose your temper? I'm an impatient person. Not understanding something or not being understood, being out of control, can just make me go poof. To whom have you been sarcastic to in your past? You know, they say you hurt those that love you the most. My family, my friends, my business partners. And I think it all stems around not being in control. What in your past are you still worried about? I can't say I'm really worried about it, but I do question my future and what God has in store for me. How has your attitude improved since you have been in recovery? I am no longer a victim. I have peace about my past. I have a heart of gratitude, and I truly experience joy despite my circumstances. 4, integrity. In the past, how have you lied or exaggerated to make yourself look good? A big one for me was telling someone that I had completed a task they gave me either early or that it was done when it was not, thinking that that would make me look super great. Does your walk as a Christian match your talk? Are your actions the same at your recovery meetings, church, home, and work? I work on this every day to walk my talk my walk. It is much better today, but I always feel that there could be room for improvement. And with my patience, that I get to work on that every day. And what areas of your past have you used false humility to impress someone? I can't say I really ever have done that. Have any of your past business dealings been dishonest? I've worked with a lot of companies, and I've worked with 3 separate startups and owned several of my own businesses. And I have had one business dealing relationship go bad with a security company. It did end up resulting in me losing my job, but we did end things amicably, and I learned a great lesson from that experience. List the ways you've been able to get out of your denial or distorted or dishonest thinking into God's truth. And I do this daily by having conversations with God, praying, reading my Bible, which is on my phone. I find that much easier to do than actually breaking open a real physical Bible. My Celebrate Recovery program, going through the inventory process and talking with my sponsor, being open about where I am with my walk and where I am with life. I told you this was going to be a doozy. The spiritual inventory digs deep and gets into the serious questions of what really matters in our life. And once again, I congratulate you for staying committed to the recovery process. You will be blessed beyond measure for going through the work you're doing here. I'm proud of you, and it takes courage to change. This will conclude today's episode, so thank you for joining me. Remember, joy is a choice, so choose well. God bless, and take care.